KROQ 955, this is The Wash Up, thanks to Goddings Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. The Battle of the Great Ocean Road was a crucial clash yesterday between Anglesey and Torquay for the Tigers. They just had to win to stay in touch with the top five. They did so. They stay six, but they're only half a game out behind the Roos, 18-14, 122 to 11-9, 75. Captain of Torquay is Ben Raidme. He's been good enough to join us. Raids, congratulations on the win. I'm guessing your coach, Don Gleeson, would have emphasised that you just had to get the 4 points and would have found yourself really finding it hard with four rounds to play finals.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, g'day, Kingy. Thanks for getting me on the show. I know that I felt I was probably on a bit of the blacklist after missing a few calls last year when you tried ringing up. So thank you. Thankful to be speaking to you again.
We move on.
Yeah, we do. But no, thank you. It was a very important win, as you said. And to be honest, Dom, yeah, he emphasised it, but it wasn't. I guess, the be-all and end-all coming from that angle, looking at the end of the season, you know, we just have to, as cliche as it sounds, do that 1 week at a time sort of spiel, which he put his own spin on it and it sounded really, yeah, positive.
Yep. You had to pull away from them, though, only 10 points in at three-quarter time. What was Dom's message at three-quarter time to the boys?
It was just take the game on. Yeah, they... it was a really tough game, and the game sort of didn't really open up until the last quarter. And, yeah, it just urged us to play that fast first option sort of footy and look to get it into our forwards really quickly.
You look at your forward line and you see names like McMahon and Henderson missing from the lineup. Tyler Lovell bobs up and kicks a career high six.
Yeah, it was amazing. So, yeah, two pretty... big outs that you said. We also had one of our young blokes, Will Tamasi, who's been in really, really good form. He's played two rippers in his first two games for Torquay, and he went out with gastro the night before the game, so we had to shuffle things around. We had a new guy come in for his debut. Well, he's not new, he's 34, Al Green, and he played really well. But yeah, back to Lovey, that was the best game I've seen him play, and it was good because he works really hard on the track and he works really hard in games. So, yeah, he finally got some reward for effort in terms of scoreboard.
Jordan Erskine kept to two goals. Who had the job on him? It would look obviously that it was James Saker, but was it Sakes that played on him?
Yeah. It was a bit of a whole team defence sort of mentality with Jordan, but some of their other forwards as well. But yeah, Sakes did a brilliant job. He's so important to us. So it was good to get him back in the side yesterday as well. He just sets up our defence really well. And with his coaching experience and his experience in footy, he sees the game really well. So when he's behind the ball and setting up our defence, we're a far stronger side. Yeah.
Absolutely. Talk to us about Al Green. I believe he might have kicked the first goal of the game.
He did, yeah. He's come in as a bit of an unknown for us, actually. As Dom said yesterday, he turned up to pre-season. We didn't know a whole lot about him. He turned up first day in board shorts, which Dom quickly said, mate, sort of looked the part as well. but, yeah, he hasn't played a heap of games in the last few years, and he's been playing in our reserves, and he's been named our player's player in the reserves. He had three consecutive games where he was named by his peers as being the player of the match, but yeah, his form's just too hard to ignore in the reserves, and yesterday he brought that experience, that level head class that you sort of get with some of those older experienced players, and yeah, hasn't played a lot forward, but I think he enjoyed being able to get down there and I guess play as an extra midfielder in the forward line with stoppages and when the ball hit the ground.
Yep. On a personal level, for you, you've played all 14 games. It's a rarity that you've been able to string so much footy together in recent years.
Yeah, touch wood. Don't jinx me now, Kingy. So, it's been good fun. I've enjoyed being able to be back playing, and hopefully it can stay that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Four games of footy left and hopefully some finals as well, Raids. We obviously know that you missed out in 2017, but you'd love to lift the cup with your home club. When did you do it? In 2006, didn't you? As a teenager, you'd love to do it again in your 30s.
100%, yep. Oh, yeah. It'd be amazing. So, yeah, we know that there's still plenty of footy left to be played, and as you know and everyone knows, it's such a tight competition.
Absolutely.
In regards to the top six, but also the bottom side, as in the ladder bottom sides, are really playing some good footy too. So we need to be on top of our game every week. Our next four games are just, so important. They're like mini grand finals for us each week.
Yeah, Ocean Grove next week for your boys. Raids, always a pleasure to talk footy with you, mate. Well done on the win yesterday, and great to see you playing some good footy yourself. Well done. Thanks for joining us on the wash-up.
Appreciate that, Kingy. Thanks for that, mate. All the best.